word is dry, and right now the State Department of Energy and Environmental Affairs says Massachusetts is in a significant drought status in the northeast and southeast regions of the Commonwealth. We're going to talk a little bit about rainfall here, and let's check in now with our chief meteorologist, Rob Gilman. Rob, thanks so much for joining us on this dry morning.
Yes, it is another dry morning. When it rains, it pours, but it hasn't done that in a while.
You know, it's interesting. You and I had a conversation a while ago, and you said something that really struck me that I really didn't know about. You said this area, this specific part of the state, is very unique when it comes to rainfall. Share that with our listeners.
Well, this part of the planet is unique. There's no one else anywhere on the planet that can say they live in a place that has absolutely no dry or wet season. We're the only place, and by here I mean the South Shore, generally the eastern part of southern New England, is the only place on the planet that has the just about the exact same rainfall, about 3.5 to 3.75 inches each and every month of the year.
That always just amazed me. Now, I know when they talk, you know, about typical rainfall or snowfall, they always say we can expect X amount of inches per year. Is it snowfall? Is it roughly around 40 inches per season? And is there also a typical amount of rainfall per season?
Sure, and that's the climate. A lot of talk about climate these days, and it's good to understand what our climate is. And again, we have an exceptionally great climate for supporting humans here on the South Shore, because we get that all year. We get that even distribution. Rainfall is on the order of 42, 45 inches a year. Of course, snowfall is melted to a water equivalent, and that works into that 42 to 45 inches a year.
Now, when, you know, it's interesting, people go, well, how can we be in a drought? I remember last week there was a thunder shower by my house, and it was, you know, a 2 inches, rainfall, but now they say we're in a drought. How far are we down from average right now? Are they saying a couple of inches, or is it more than that?
It's a little more than that, but again, this, we don't get the kind of drought that dry climates get, and it's really a very disastrous situation in so much of the western half of the country. Basically, when you go west of the Mississippi, the climate is so different, and they depend so much on regular rainfall, whereas we have a wetter climate here in the Northeast. We're down, let's say, 25%, looking at both Boston and, of course, at the Blue Hill Observatory. And by the way, the Blue Hill Observatory is the oldest climate station anywhere in North America, so the record is very valuable, and we can use that record as what we're experiencing right now. We're about 25% below normal, so we should have about 25 inches of rainfall or melted precipitation. By now we have just over 19 inches.
How, and compared to last season, I still remember Memorial Day weekend last year, a lot of wind, a lot of rain. How far, compared to last year, how are we?
We're a little drier than last year, especially this spring. We've gotten progressively drier this spring. We had one wet month over the winter with more than the normal precipitation. March, April, May was very dry, and now June we're on the drier side as well. So it's going from abnormally dry to a more moderate drought situation. I guess what's of more concern, though, is the coming weeks. Again, the reason why we have this equally distributed rainfall throughout the entire year is we get the winter storms, the storms that develop along the East Coast between the cold air to the north and the warm air to the south. That goes on much of the year, basically from September and October all the way through April and May. And then we get into this thunderstorm season, which we're in now. Majority of our precipitation comes from a day like tomorrow, where one spot can get a brief downpour, other areas get nothing. That lasts through about July and August, and then we get into tropical storm and hurricane season here. The peak is in September, so that's why we have so much distribution. We have all these different ways of making it rain. So the only real way we can see substantial rain now is with spot thunder showers, and that doesn't add a lot, and this is getting to be the hottest time of the year. You won't know it this weekend, But as we get into July, the problem can get significantly more of a concern, especially for agriculture and also trying to keep our lawns green and our gardens growing.
Well, you know, fascinating as always, and I knew we were a unique area, and you just confirmed that. Again, that's our chief meteorologist, Rob Gowen. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.